Some Arizonans who want to buy a high-end alt-fuel vehicle could find a test drive difficult. For instance, if you want to test drive a Tesla, you'll either have to go out of state, find a friend who'll let you drive theirs, or wait till the next manufacturer test drive in Arizona. And if you're going to pay over $70,000 for an electric vehicle, you probably want to test drive it first. But in Arizona, customers in the market for a Tesla are only able to test drive cars a few times a year. KJZZ's Alexandra Olgan explains how an Arizona law affects Tesla's ability to do business in the state.
This is the sound of Pete Gruber starting his Tesla Roadster. Gruber bought his green Roadster a year ago. He didn't buy his car from Tesla directly.
They were not selling the Roadsters there anymore, so I bought mine from a friend.
The process of buying a Tesla in Arizona is complicated. State law on the books since 2000 prohibits car manufacturers to sell directly to consumers. The Arizona Automobile Dealers Association says the organization supported the law to protect dealership interests and maintain competition. Since Tesla doesn't have dealerships, it can't sell cars to customers in Arizona. Elliot Rabinovich, a business professor at Arizona State University, says the company doesn't have dealerships so it can have more control over sales.
In order to be able to introduce this brand new car and a brand new technology to customers.
Tesla has a gallery at Fashion Square Mall where employees educate consumers. The catch is, because it isn't a dealership, customers can't test drive or order the car in the store. Tesla spokesperson Alexis Georgeson says in states where the company doesn't face these restrictions, customers still can't drive away.
Even in our stores, you can't, because we don't have an inventory lot outside that we're trying to push and move inventory. Every single car is built to order.
And that makes them unique, according to business professor Rabinovich.
I think what makes them unique is the combination of the entry in the high-end part of the market, the ability to customize and make products upon demand, and the technology of the electric cars.
Although the car's popularity is growing, the company's stock price dropped 7% last week because of fire incidents involving several S models. Alexandra Olgan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.